Diving into that one pink beautiful bill and what it means to the ag industry. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. While attending Farm Fest in Redwood Falls this week, I had the opportunity to catch up with Mark McCarg. He's the president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau. He spent some time traveling around the Midwest, visiting with producers about just that, that one big beautiful bill and what it means to the ag industry.
Well, you know, we haven't found any real big surprises necessarily in there. I think the tax policy parts that we really wanted to be in there are there. One of the most encouraging things is just the estate tax, that we're going to make that permanent. Okay. At $15 million. I've been working on taxes for, feels like 30 years. And estate tax is always one of those, you know, long-term things that we've been working on. But getting some stability in our farm program parts of the bill is important. Now it's about how we're going to wrap some other stuff up and how we're going to do the skinny farm bill, and I'm not sure the prognosis of that right now.
Yeah, we have been hearing a lot about that, whether it's a skinny farm bill, a farm bill 2.0, but essentially some of the stuff taken out of that farm bill was put into that one big beautiful bill. But as you just said, there are a lot of things that need to be acted upon with a farm bill before that deadline of September 30th.
Yeah, you know, even things that are important that we've talked a lot about, even like specific items like getting a fix to Prop 12.
Right.
You know, that could have been in the farm bill, but because, you know, it didn't have an appropriations with it, you know, but that wasn't dealt with in the big, beautiful bill. And just even those types of offshoot things that we do need to take care of as well.
It just doesn't matter which farm group you talk to. The farm bill continues to be the big topic. The fact something needs to be done before September 30th. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.